The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
I am going to be watching the Olympics. It's wall-to-wall Olympics in my heads. I love it. I am unashamedly a fan of sports that I wouldn't watch any other day of the year, any other month, any other week of the year, but I watch them during the Olympic Games. I love the Olympic Games. I was lucky enough to go to two Olympics. I was in Beijing and I was in London. My sisters run the Olympic team, both of them in London, and one of them ran in Beijing as well. And they are amazing to be at. And I completely buy into all the pomp and the pageantry. And let's be honest, they have given us, as a nation, such great memories as well. A little before my time, but Ronnie Delaney in Melbourne in 1956, for example. John Tracy in 1984. I've seen it so many times since and listened to that great commentary from the late, great Jimmy McGee that it is seared into my mind, that footage of John Tracy winning silver in 1984 in the marathon. Michael Carruth, I actually remember this. In Barcelona, where I was, we were down in Duncannon in County Wexford, a fuzzy television, a tiny little TV in the corner of the room, watching him win gold in Barcelona. Or all of us in CBS Kilkenny and James's Street in Kilkenny in 2000 during the Sydney Olympics, and the big Grundig television being wheeled into what was called the GP room on its big steel frame, and we gather around to watch Sonia O'Sullivan crossing the line for a silver medal at that Olympic Games. Such great moments, and wouldn't it be brilliant if we got other moments like those in Tokyo over the next couple of weeks? So I, for one, will absolutely be watching it, regardless of what Kira and Vincent are up to. I wonder, what are your Olympic memories? I'd love to hear some of them today. We want a positive attitude to the Olympics here on The Hard Shoulder today. Naomi Osaka, in just the last 15 minutes or so, has lit the Olympic flame inside the stadium in Tokyo. So the games are officially underway, and I'm excited about it, and I'm sure some of you are as well. So listen, share those Olympic memories, whatever they happen to be. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. 1894-53106, the number for your calls. I am delighted now to welcome to the show one of the gentlemen I just mentioned, none other than the gold medal winner in the 1500 metres from the 1956 Olympic Games in Melbourne, one Ronnie Delaney. Ronnie, you're very welcome to the show. It is great to talk to you. Are you excited for the Tokyo Olympics?
Yeah, I think it's going to be an incredible Games, especially for the athletes, because the expectation has been upped and down, and now they're there, and all glory of taking part, the pleasure of the fellowship, and, you know, achieving ambition, performing it to their best, maybe seeing their flag raised on the podium. That's what we all hope for. I think it's going to be a great Olympic Games because of the background to leading up to it. I think the Irish team is immense, 116 athletes, tremendous number of teams. We have two teams. I'm delighted with that, hockey and rugby. I'd be thrilled watching hockey because I used to play very ordinary hockey, and I know a number of the young ladies who are taking part. The rugby I don't know as well. The build-up for that wasn't as good. The track and field, obviously, I'll watch. The boxing, clearly, I'd watch. And the rowing, we've immense talent in rowing. So there you go, there's a quick synopsis of what I'm looking for.
Yeah, and some real medal hopes and medal opportunities, particularly when you mention rowing and boxing. Look, having won a gold medal at the Olympics, Ronnie, I mean, it is a life-defining achievement. But I assume every time the circus rolls around, every 4 years, or, well, a five-year gap in this case, it brings all of those memories back for you, does it?
Really? Funny thing is, your memories are nearly every day. You're an Olympic champion. You wake up Olympic champion every morning. The only problem anyone has with that is your wife. You have this pompous person knowing he's an Olympic champion. And I think it's funny, the idea that poor old Joan, my lovely wife of 59 years, she has to put up with this person who is the Olympic champion. But you're not allowed to forget it for a moment. I mean, I go down the street, I've endless phone calls. You very kindly phoned me for some observations today. I do a lot of press interviews. I'm of course, president of the Irish Olympians Association, of which your sister, Joanne, is a member. and I'm sure a very proud member, and I'm proud to be president of the Irish Olympians, because I think, as maybe you said or someone said earlier, once an Olympian, always an Olympian. That's a much-used phrase, but it's a very real phrase for the Olympian to represent their country.
Yeah.
And there's something unique about representing your country in the Olympics. I think the Magic basketball team, they wanted to take part. So many great athletes wanted to take part just to be part of this great scene. So many great names are there. Federer, I mean, what a magical name. Andy Murray, I mean, these are great world-class athletes. Rose in golf, I think I admire him because not only is he a great golfer, but he's also a great Olympian. And our own Porrick Harrington, who has a great affection for the Olympic Games, I'm so proud of that. But once an Olympian, always an Olympian. So I'm reminded, not every 4 years, probably every 4 hours
every
might
four,
be more
and
like.
As you said, your poor wife is reminded as well, every 4 hours
your
life. Well, what do you make then, Ronnie, of your fellow Wicklow woman, Ciara Kelly? She's nonplussed about these Olympic Games.
Well, I wouldn't have any view on that. I think she's quite entitled to that opinion. And not so much she's non-fussed about the Olympic Games. I think when it begins, when the Games are beginning, she won't be able to escape.
She'll get sucked in, won't she?
Well, I wouldn't suggest sucked in, but I think she'll choose to listen, and she'll obviously follow the great moments, and of course professionally she might have to follow a lot of the great moments, but I wouldn't take too seriously her observations. There were, I think it was, you said 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning. I'd probably be of an opinion that early, and so Ciara, support, I don't want anyone slagging you.
No, well, listen, we're having good fun with Ciara. I'm sure, as you said, she will engage, and particularly once the Irish start competing as well, the excitement level will really, really build. I like you said, you're looking forward to it. I know that the times are a bit awkward. Will you be so engaged that you're going to get up in the middle of the night, or will you just get the catch ups in the morning, Ronnie?
I think there's so many elements of media that you can pick up great stories on. I think the Olympic Federation of Ireland have done an incredible job, but they also have an incredible team out there, and Heather, their communications manager, she's posting up to dates every couple of hours, and then there's a number of other very distinguished journalists who are out there, and they're posting the material. And if you're reasonably modern as I am, you go into your iPhone and you pick up the very latest stuff, so you'll follow the things you want to follow. So tomorrow at 1:30 I will watch women's hockey. I would be thrilled to watch that, because I used to play for Rail Reunion myself, a very inept hockey player, and of course playing for the men's team, I might quickly add. But our young ladies are out there, and there's some extraordinary things about that. Heather Matthews is the daughter of Phil Matthews, and his wife is Kevin, Phil Matthews, a rugby player, and Kevin Flynn's daughter is married to Phil. Isn't that an extraordinary connection, to have that sort of connection from Heather Matthews, married to a father who's a rugby international, and to the rest of the family link being to Kevin Flynn's daughter. So there you go.
There you go. Well, listen, Ronnie, it's been a pleasure speaking to you, and listen to the text coming in. What a joy to listen to Ronnie on the radio. It's great to hear him. And somebody else says it's absolutely lovely listening to Ronnie now. Such a great man, so humble, and bringing back memories for me listening to him talk about previous Olympic Games as well. Ronnie, thank you so much for your time, and we hope you enjoy the next couple of weeks as much as I'm going to enjoy them.
My regards to your sister, Joanne.
I will pass on that and make sure to tell her you said hello, Ronnie. Thank you very much. Ronnie Delaney
the team
there.
Ireland and the Olympic Federation of Ireland, they deserve every success. Thank you so much.
No, listen, thank you. Thank you, Ronnie. Ronnie Delaney there, of course, it goes without saying, he won a gold medal in the 1500 metres in 1956 in Melbourne. Lizanne has gotten in touch to say, hi, Kieran, I am a huge sports fan, and Nadia Comaneci at the 1976 Olympics was inspirational for me. At 14, I joined Trojan Gymnastics in New Park, which gave me great experiences. Yeah, the big thing at this Games from a gymnastics point of view will be whether Simone Biles passes out that Olympic medal tally of Nadia Comaneci. We will be watching that one as well closely, amongst many other things at the Tokyo Games. Keep those memories coming in, your own standout Olympic memories. Like Lizanne, maybe there was something that happened at an Olympics that inspired you to take up a different sport. Let me know.